8 minutes past 7. Shane McElhattan is here with It Says in the Papers.
The standoff between the US administration and the EU over trade tariffs is a constant theme in today's papers. The Irish Independent leads with a report from AIB, warning that growth in the Irish and world economies is already slowing, even if we escape the full impact of Donald Trump's trade war. The Irish Daily Mail also quotes from the report on the author's belief that the Irish economy has built up resilience to withstand a potential trade shock in the near future. All the papers report on the contents of the letter sent by Taoiseach to Simon Harris to the US Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, urging him not to hit the Irish pharma and microchip sectors with tariffs. The Independent reports that Taoiseach warned Mr. Lutnick of the negative consequences of imposing tariffs on the sectors. The Irish Times front page says the government wants to accelerate the ratification of the new trade deal between the EU and Canada as part of efforts to reduce the country's dependence on the US as a trading partner. The interview on RTE's This Week programme with HSE Chief Executive Bernard Gloucester gives the Mail its lead, and he's extensively quoted inside the paper and several others. The interview was done in the wake of the publication on Friday of the results of an audit that found high numbers of unnecessary hip dysplasia surgeries were carried out in Temple Street and Kappa hospitals in Dublin. The Mail's lead story quotes Mr. Gloucester addressing reports that in 2021, a consultant allegedly moved young patients from the public waiting list to a private healthcare facility in order to charge fees for treatment. Mr. Gloucester is quoted as warning the Gardaí will be called in to investigate any doctors drumming up business by persuading public patients to go private to avoid waiting lists. The Irish Sun, along with other papers, confirms that human remains found on Michael Gaines' farm in Kerry have been formally identified. The Sun and Mirror carry details of an interview with a man who admits he's a suspect in Mr. Gaines' murder, but who denies any involvement. The Examiner's front page reports the man was arrested on suspicion of involvement and released without charge. The paper says the Gardaí are continuing to appeal to the public for help in the investigation. Root causes of the state's failure to build enough houses are addressed in several papers. The Irish Times lead carries a warning by Ishka Éireann that by 2028 it won't be able to grant new connections to the wastewater network in parts of the Greater Dublin area unless a planned new wastewater facility is built. The Independent's editorial points to another cause of the crisis, quoting three of the biggest home builders blaming the limited availability of residentially zoned land for building as the key driver of property inflation. The Mail carries a warning about the possibility of artificial intelligence being used to create deepfake versions of our family and friends. The Mail says that technology has made impersonation scams easier to create. US cybersecurity firm boss Cody Barrow is quoted as recommending that we all create passwords with family and friends to help us identify if they are who they say they are, or AI-generated deepfakes. Finally, the boss of another US AI firm based here has words of encouragement for the government. Writing in the Irish Times, Darrell Williams, chief executive and founder of the AI firm Partsall, explains why he relocated his company HQ from the United States to here. It wasn't because of the global uncertainty caused by the White House, he says. He moved the global headquarters of his company to Ireland because of the country's stability, its deep alignment with European regulation clarity, and its position as a bridge between the best of American innovation and the rigour of European accountability and regulation. Ireland, he writes, offered him the right mix of ambition and assurance, a rare and valuable combination in a world where both are in short supply.
Shane McElhattan coming up after the break. Trump, tariffs, and more time for trade talks.